Okay, so I'm joined by Axel Spindle. Axel, if you could start by telling our listeners a little bit about your relationship with the Red Bull family and what that means to you.
Well, they do so much in sports that they actually have a whole team behind that you have access to as a Red Bull athlete. So if it's, if you need help, if it's therapy or it could be anything. And another cool thing about being a Red Bull athlete is that there's a lot of other cool Red Bull athletes and they do spectacular things. And one of those things are winning Formula One races.
That's where you join us today. Is this your first F1 race?
No, I've been to a few actually. Maybe I've been to, I don't know, 5 or 6. Formula One, it's almost an expression because it's like, people like to say that the downhill is like the down skiing is the Formula One of winter sports. I think that's a huge compliment because when I race down races, it's definitely nothing like Monaco right now. I mean, even though Kitzbühel, we have like tons of spectators and there's, everything, the surroundings, there's big parties, there's like, the VIP stuff, all that stuff going on. But once you put the word Formula One in there, you expect it to be beyond what's normal, and that's really what Formula One is. So coming here, I'm a car guy, just the cars, everything, I love it. And then you have the additional, what can I say, it's like an experience that's not normal. It's Formula One.
And what's your biggest achievement to date?
I don't know. I mean, Olympics are special. I've done really well at Olympics, so that's always fun. Winning world championships are good. Actually, for me, probably the overall World Cup is because the guy who wins the overall World Cup is the best skier in the world that year. That's the way it is. If you win the world championships, you're the best skier in the world in a way too, but if you win the overall, that means you were the guy who collected the most points all through the winter, and I think that's the biggest achievement. And yeah, I won that two times, so then I think I'll have to say that that's my biggest achievement then, since when I look at my competitors, the guys that I respect most are the guys that can win the overall.
And what does it mean to you to push the boundaries?
I mean, you have to push boundaries, because if you're not pushing boundaries, you're not going to get better. Not only are you not going to get better, but there's going to be other people around you that are pushing boundaries. And standing still is no fun. If you don't develop yourself, if you don't challenge yourself, and a challenge is going a little bit away from your comfort zone, and that is pushing the boundaries. So it's an obvious thing that I feel you have to do in order to be good at something. It's also kind of what drives an athlete, like the whole spirit of competing and always trying to get better. It's you're pushing the boundaries. You're pushing the boundaries of what you can do.
And then final question: if you had to select one song that you would throw in to the compilation we've made for the boys in the garage to motivate them when they're working on the RB9, what would that song be?
One song that I've been listening to a lot lately is Disclosure, Latch. It's a fun song, but it's also has like, it's like smooth and like, upbeat at the same time. So it's that's a good one.
Okay, I'm sure they'll be happy with your selection. Thank you.